Welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
And good afternoon and welcome to this edition of News in Focus. We're glad that you've joined us. We're going to be talking about State Ballot Issue 1 that will be on the November ballot. In fact, early voting began today on Wednesday, October 10th. And of course, early voting is available, but the election day is November 6th. Most of us like to vote on election day, but there is early voting available for those who are requesting an absentee ballot. The Ohio Christian Alliance has produced an online, extensive, comprehensive voter guide that covers the governor's race, the statewide races, the congressional races, the U.S. Senate race, Ohio House, and Ohio Senate races, as also includes information on ballot issue one. The Ohio Christian Alliance is urging a no vote on issue one. Issue one, if adopted, makes possession of any amount of deadly drugs nothing more than a misdemeanor. That means a traffic ticket, folks. This is really bad, what's on the ballot in November. This will open up the floodgates of drug addiction and drug proliferation throughout the state of Ohio. In fact, it will cause drug dealing to proliferate on the streets of cities across the state of Ohio. That is not an understatement. This is being said by law enforcement, prosecutors, those in the judicial system, those involved with opiate addiction recovery programs across the state of Ohio. There is, of course, a double standard in this year's election and on ballot issue one. You're hearing from some, you're going to hear ads from some in supposed Christian organizations supporting issue one. Folks, don't believe it. The Ohio Christian Alliance has been working in this state since 1991. We were the first Christian coalition chapter started in the country with Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed. I just spoke with Ralph briefly in Charlotte at the CNP meetings, and I'm telling you that we are the same organization that has continued. In 2006, we pulled out of the then what was remaining of the Christian coalition nationally. Eight chapters in all pulled out at that time, the eight strong state chapters, and launched the Christian Alliance chapters, and we were the Ohio Christian Alliance, continuing the same work of voter registration, grassroots involvement and education of our voter guide, legislation at the Ohio State House, and also in Washington, D.C., and working on state ballot issues to educate the church on these issues and to stand strong for strong biblical beliefs in the Judean Christian principles in government. And folks, we continue that mission. So we have been known throughout our history to be a strong voice for the church, and we continue to be so. We are urging a no vote on issue one. We believe that there needs to be some prison reform of light sentencing of those who are caught in the opiate drug addiction programs or in the habit of drug addiction. We believe that that's happening. We've talked to judges on the front line that are reforming sentences right at the bench and offering treatment rather than imprisonment of low offenders, of those caught with small amounts of marijuana, cocaine, heroin, or opiate drugs. And they're trying to find ways to help these people. That is the sentiment of the bench. And you're going to be hearing from a judge a little later this hour. But right now, I want to go to the front lines of the opiate addiction recovery programs. And in Wayne County is our good friend, Pastor Jerry and O'Brien. And he has been working with the Wayne County Opiate Drug Addiction Task Force. He is also a representative of FRC Action, and he is senior pastor of Faith Harvest Fellowship right there in Orrville. Pastor Jelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. This is truly a strategic times that we live in, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's right. We have a task in front of us, brother, and that is to defeat issue one. And I've talked to pastors across the state and law enforcement and the good people that serve us in public service and government, and they are all on board to vote no on issue one. But there are some voices in some of the communities that really are sharing some disinformation about issue one, and that's what concerns us. Your thoughts?
Yes, that It is very concerning, and my phone has been ringing off the hook, as you know, for almost going on 4 years. You know, I've worked extensively with the Attorney General's office. You know, Attorney General Mike DeWine has literally been at the forefront on the cutting edge, as the White House would call, setting up relations between the churches and the faith-based community and getting them involved and working with the resources in the community dealing with these addictions. And I've been very instrumental working with him and his team, and for almost 4 years, going on 4 years. In Wayne County, I got started there. Dan Lutz, head prosecuting attorney, Dan Lutz got me acclimated in it. And we've been very active in this. And when this issue came on the ballot, it really was alarming to me. You know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the box, but looking at this and seeing that these millions of dollars that have come in to put this on the ballot that came in from outside the state, just that alone told me that this we need to look at this, because if this was not derived by the interest of the people of Ohio, why would we even look at this?
That's a great point, that this is not indigenous, folks. This wasn't initiated from people of the state of Ohio. This was outside interest, outside money. And I think we have to say at this point, Pastor Jerry, George Soros, he is a big activist on the left wing of politics, and people have seen his name associated with a lot of very disconcerting campaigns. He's funding this. Mark Zuckerberg, a leftist who owns Facebook. And folks, they're pouring in a lot of money, and we can't match that money, Pastor Jerry, but we can certainly match it with our voices and with our intent and our grassroots across the state of Ohio to try to derail this thing. Your thoughts?
Yes, and that's exactly why, you know, I do want to say and speak out today on your program, because I have been very active. In fact, this year alone, with Daryl Strawberry and myself and the Attorney General's office, we've done over 30 events throughout this state, equipping churches with a Christ-centered curriculum, Christ-centered strategies that the Lord had given me, to help churches to develop a pastoral team that would train their people to minister to people with addictions. And part of that team, and part of this confusion that's come out right now, has caused my phone to go off the hook, is many of these people have called me because the person that has come out with this as a yes support for issue one has been Pastor Greg Delaney, and who is now working for, you know, the issue, or working for Christian Coalition. And I have not been able to talk to Pastor Greg Delaney. I do not know why he has taken that position, but my phone has been burning off the hook, wanting to know, well, Pastor Delaney was out there saying this, what's your position? My position is a resounding no, because just as you stated, a man walking down the street with a beer can would have more consequences to deal with than a guy walking down the street with over 1,000 pounds of heroin, you know, if this passes. And it literally, on the day that this goes, that this passes and goes into effect, over 10,000 convicted felons would be released into our communities. And I don't know any system that is prepared to handle that. And that is dangerous. But not only that, this is not, listen, people are confused. They think this is a bill. This is not a bill. This is a constitutional amendment. This is, once it is passed, it goes into the constitution of the state, which means you can't even critique this. Law enforcement can't critique this, so that if, let's say, a new drug came out, and let's say a killer drug came out, and they wanted to add this to the danger list, they couldn't do it. it would take an act of putting something on the ballot to come back and to deal with this. This has been promoted as a money-saving prison reform. And who is not for prison reform? We certainly do not want Johnny, who has gotten caught up into a drug addiction because of a sports injury and has gotten picked up and arrested. We don't want him going to prison. Nobody wants him going to prison. But this bill, and this bill has been promoted as a tool to stop that. But this is not the bill to do that. This bill would literally let drug traffickers, let human traffickers who are out there carrying this stuff to hold their victims in captivity, it would let them out on the street. Now, we do need to address that, and it is a subject that we in the church need to talk about, you know, from a standpoint of social injustice issues. But this bill is, or this Constitution, this amendment that they want to add to the Constitution is not the vehicle to do that in, and we stand vehemently against this and invite everyone to begin to send out the message to vote no on this issue one.
And a number of papers have come out against issue one. The Ohio Christian Alliance is urging a no vote on issue one. Citizens for Community Values, to name a few. Also, the Chamber of Commerce of Ohio is opposed to issue one. The Buckeye State Sheriff's Association, Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber is against it. County auditors, county treasurers, Association of Crime Victim Services, Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce. The list is there on the website, and we want to give that website votenoprotectohio.com. You can also just go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website, and you'll see the banner about Vote No on Issue 1. Click on that. It will lead you to the website where you'll see the various organizations, law enforcement, civic groups, all opposed to Issue 1. I'm talking to Pastor Jerry O'Brien of Wayne County, and also he is part of the Drug Opiate Addiction Recovery Task Force there. He's on the front lines, folks. Daryl Strawberry, who has come out of drug addiction himself, is opposed to issue one. If it's anyone who's on the front lines out there talking about what drugs can do in your life, it's former baseball all-star Daryl Strawberry, who's been out speaking to churches and faith groups. He's opposed to issue one. And this is why, folks, we need to spread the word as quickly as possible. Now, there's resources. If you go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website, you click on our voter guide, and the voter guide will be distributed to churches across the state. If you'd like to make a donation to help us with the printing cost, that is most appreciative. If you go to our website, you'll see the donate button there, and that will help us to even print more voter guides that goes to churches state wide that will help folks to understand where the candidates stand on important moral issues and, of course, get the word out on issue one. Pastor Jerry, churches can take positions on issues. C3s, according to the IRS, yes, even if you're following that guideline, they can take positions on issues, and we're urging pastors to line up, and there are a number of pastors and faith leaders lining up to say no on issue one. Your thoughts?
Yes, and it is not a violation of our 501c3s, you know, to take a stand against any issue that is on a ballot. And when we see lives at stake here, and that's one corner that was set on the board for the corners, literally, he summed it up. He said that this would empty out the prisons and fill the morgues.
Yes.
I know that last year.
And think about that, folks, right there.
Yep.
Empty out the prisons, but fill the morgues. This is a life and death issue, Pastor Jerry.
Yep. It is life and death, and that's what I tell pastors. We've got to, you know, last year, out of all of the funerals I did, only two of them did not. Every one of them dealt with issues that have to do with drug abuse. And this will literally take what we, Ohio has been the leading state what Mike DeWine, Attorney General Mike DeWine, has been on the cutting edge. Great work that he has done for the last going on 4 years in setting the pace to deal with drugs and to get the church involved in drugs has set the pace for the nation. There are states calling us. The White House is calling us, asking us for our best practices. That will all be undone overnight if this passes.
We're talking with Pastor Jerry O'Brien. He is from Wayne County. He pastors a church. He's also working with FRC Action, the Family Research Council Action, and also he is involved with Opiate Addiction Recovery Task Force in his own community. He's on the front lines helping families who are dealing with those who are addicted to opiates in their family. But this actually is not just about heroin. It's also about cocaine and other drugs and even fentanyl. In fact, you can, according to this law, you can carry up to enough fentanyl that could kill 10,000 people, according to officials, and only get a traffic ticket. It will tie the hands, folks, of law enforcement. This is a crime issue, folks. Look, this is only going to proliferate the drug problem in our state. It's also going to encourage those who maybe thought about, boy, I better not, you know, I'm a user, but I'm not going to deal drugs. But then they'll start dealing it to make money to feed their own habit. It's only going to perpetuate and get worse. This isn't going to help anybody, Pastor Jerry.
No, no. And that is that's what the concern is, that we are overloaded now. And if this passes, there is no way we're going to be able to keep up with this. All of our support systems right now are overloaded, and if this passes, we'll literally go underwater. We will not be able to sustain this.
You know, one of the issues about Issue 1 as well is significantly damages Ohio's economy and our job development efforts. Ohio would be alone among the states in our region with ultra-liberal Issue 1 drug laws on the books. And again, this would be in our state constitution, not easy to amend or overturn. It would take another constitutional amendment to do it, folks. That's why your vote, you're either up or down going forward for the state of Ohio and our future and our kids and our grandkids. At a time when Ohio's employers are already complaining that they can't find enough workers who can pass a clean drug test, Issue 1 will drive jobs from Ohio, and that would include employers that are seeking to move to Ohio to start business. Right when the economy is starting to turn around, folks, this will put a brakes on it. And, of course, when we're trying to see our families and our young people do better with jobs and staying in Ohio, this will only make matters worse. Pastor Jerry.
Yes. Well, you know, like I said, I just want the people to know my phone has been ringing off the hook wanting to know simply because of my visibility from the state level and how I've been crisscrossing the state with Daryl Strawberry. And my position is a vote no because of the danger of this. And I have very close friends and with the work that you've guys done with your experts and the CCV with their experts and the attorney friends that I have in looking down into this amendment, you know, it is clear. It is very poorly written, and we must take a no vote on this.
Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor has been out there along with other judges. In fact, we're going to have a judge from Youngstown area on with us just after your interview, Pastor. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. But all these officials have weighed in and said this will be disastrous for the state of Ohio. Those working, like yourself, on the front lines of the opiate addiction recovery problem, you're working with families. You've been involved with funerals, putting to rest those who lost the battle of the drug addiction, and then comforting the families. You've got skin in the game here, Pastor Jerry, and I think your voice, lends a lot to this because you've been on the front lines. You've been working with our state attorney general, Mike DeWine, over the last few years.
Well, here's a telling story, Chris. The current attorney general, obviously, you know, he's been very vocal on this. But the two candidates that are running for attorney general, the Democrat attorney general and the Republican, the Democratic candidate that's running for attorney general and the Republican candidate's running for attorney general, they're both against this. You know, that should tell us something.
Well, that's right. This is a nonpartisan issue, folks. I mean, yeah. You know, this is both Democrats and Republicans have come out against issue one. Basically, just Ohioans, your fellow Ohioans have come out against this. The newspapers of the Columbus Dispatch, the Dayton Daily News, Toledo Blade, also the Akron Beacon Journal, and the list is there again at the website. Vote no on issue one. Again, that can be obtained at our website, at the Ohio Christian Alliance website. And you can, let me see, I'll get you the website here, votenoprotectohio.com, or just go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website, and you can link there for additional information to share with family and friends. Look, we have about 3.5 weeks left until November 6th election, Pastor Jerry. People need to get out and vote. Those of you voting early, we urge you to vote no on issue one. For your sake, for your children's sake, and I'll say this, if you're concerned about crime now, this thing will open up the floodgates of crime in our neighborhoods and in our cities, in our communities. We don't need this, and we don't need people coming in from outside the state of Ohio because they're trying to tilt the ballot one way or another, and they have money to burn, unfortunately, and this is a bad way to go about it. They're selling a bad bill of goods to the people of Ohio, and you're going to hear a lot of commercials for issue one because they got a lot of money on their side, folks, but on our side, we have a lot of faith leaders. We have a lot of people in law enforcement, judges, prosecutors, police, all those who service in public government, and, of course, faith leaders and those who are working with opiate addiction recovery programs around the state of Ohio. All are urging no on issue one. Folks, you need to rally and help us to defeat issue one. I want to tell you that on October 18th, next Thursday night, we will be at the Sheridan Suites in Cauga Falls for a vote no on issue one rally. Also, a candidate forum. We'll have some of the candidates out that night. Jim Renacci will be there, Dave Yost, Frank LaRose, Christina De La Rogner, Bev Goldstein. Others will be there, and we'll be there from 6 to 8:30. It's free and open to the public. You can find information on our website. Again, that's the Sheraton Suites Hotel. We hope that you'll join us. Pastor Jerry, closing thoughts on issue one.
Yes, I just really, my prayers and my hope is that the people that are listening to this program will raise up and not be silent, because might will win over right every time if right does not stand.
Amen.
So we've got to stand now.
Thank you, Pastor Jerry. God bless you for all the work you're doing there at your church with FRC and with the Opiate Addiction Recovery Task Force in Wayne County. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. God bless.
That's Pastor Jerry O'Brien and my guest today. Stay right there. We're going to be right back on the other side with Judge Durkin. He's calling in from Youngstown, and he's on the front lines of this. He's going to share with us from a judicial point of view why issue one is bad. Thanks for tuning in. Visit our website at ohioca.org, and the voter guide is available for download. Share it with your family and friends. Get educated before you go out and vote. God bless.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus us fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
This is Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance inviting you to a candidate forum and rally against Issue 1. October 18th at 6 p.m. for meet and greet, 7 o'clock program. It will be at the Sheridan Suites at 1989 Front Street, Cuyahoga Falls. With us will be Jim Renacci, Frank LaRose, Dave Yost, Christina Daly Rogner, Bev Goldstein, and Chris DiPizio. Other candidates will be there as well. We will also be having a rally against Issue 1. Materials will be available. It's free and open to the public. Just go to eventbrite.com or log on to the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org. The Ohio Christian Alliance has produced a comprehensive voter guide, free and available on our website at ohioca.org. The voter guide covers the governor's race, the U.S. Senate, the Congressional Ohio House and Ohio Senate, and has information about Issue 1. Just log on to ohioca.org or Google Ohio Christian Alliance. And we're back, and we're continuing our discussion on State Ballot Issue 1, which will be on the November ballot, but also early voting has begun August 10th today, and it continues up until November 6th, Election Day. Many of us, of course, vote on Election Day, but if you're voting early, you need to get educated before you go to the ballot and turn in your absentee ballot or go to the polls and vote at your Board of Elections. And you can do that by visiting our website at ohioca.org or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. The full voter guide, which is comprehensive, which covers the governor's race, the statewide races, the U.S. Senate, the congressional races, Ohio House and Ohio Senate, as well as information on Issue 1. All is available for free at the Ohio Christian Alliance website. You can just click and print the Ohio Christian Alliance voter guide and share it with family and friends. We encourage you to do that. Also, we'll have information about Issue 1, and we are urging a no vote on Issue 1. This is really going to be a problem, folks, as we go forward, and it's important that we share with our fellow Ohioans to vote no on Issue 1. With me on the phone is Judge John Durkin from Mahoney County Court of Common Pleas. He is a no vote on Issue 1, and he's part of the committee to oppose Issue 1, and he's been a spokesman, and we appreciate that. He was recently in a televised debate between pro and con on Issue 1. He was sitting with Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor. Judge, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Chris, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, sir, and appreciate you coming on today. Tell us about, from your perspective, the problems about Issue 1.
Chris, there are many. On its face, Issue 1 sounds appealing. Offer treatment to those people who suffer from an addiction and save prison for those people that, as I say, we are afraid of. The reality, once you read the amendment, is very, very concerning. It would make all drug possession cases a misdemeanor of the first degree. So not just marijuana, but cocaine, crack, methamphetamines, heroin, opioids, and even date rape drugs and fentanyl. If someone is charged with possessing any of those drugs, they can only be charged with a misdemeanor and not a felony. On top of that concern, as written, the amendment would prohibit a judge from imposing even one day in jail. So someone can be convicted of possessing up to 19 grams of fentanyl, literally enough to kill 10,000 people, and only be charged with a misdemeanor of the first degree, and can be convicted of that once a year for 10 years and not face up to one day in jail.
Oh, my. Now, oh, my.
It's truly frightening. And the proponents of it say, well, anyone charged with possessing that much fentanyl would be charged with trafficking and would not be subject to this constitutional amendment. I beg to differ in Mahoning County, because there's actually a Court of Appeals decision that says that possessing individual bags without any evidence of a controlled buy or sale, someone can't be charged with trafficking. So our prosecutor is currently charging people with possessing 5-6 grams, enough to kill thousands of people, with only drug possession. So that would be the individual, certainly not someone subject to treatment, but someone who belongs in prison, subject to just a misdemeanor.
And what this does, just for the folks, the layman out there, this takes away the discretion of the bench. And obviously, Judge, you sit there every day, and God bless you for what you do. I could never be a judge. And folks, we need to pray for those who serve us in the judiciary, because they're hearing real life stories that come before their bench, and they're listening in a discerning manner as to what are the particulars of each and every case. And cases are different. They don't look at it as a black and white issue as far as what's written on the written page as far as what sentencing should be. They look at every individual, and they take into consideration, this will take that ability of judges out of their hands. If someone comes before them and they've had enough drugs that they could put them in jail for a long time, but yet they see somebody who's actually broken, someone who wants help, they can actually defer that sentencing for drug treatment and parole where they can help them. Issue one will take that away from the judiciary to use that kind of discretion. Is that accurate,
Chris,
Judge?
Chris, you're absolutely right. We are saying often, if you have enough faith and trust in the judges that you elect, then permit us to do our jobs.
Amen.
And state issue one would absolutely take that discretion away. I've been on the bench for over 21 years now, and I recognize from the very, very beginning that there are people who truly need treatment, people who get involved in the system, not because they're bad people, but because they suffer from an addiction or a substance use disorder. And I actually started the third drug court in the state of Ohio back in 1997. So I recognize there's an absolute need for treatment, and I also recognize that there's a need to punish those people who need punished. And this completely takes that discretion away. The amendment goes even further, Chris, because anyone on felony probation for anything with the exception of murder, rape, or child molestation cannot be sent to prison on a technical violation. Now, let me put that in perspective. A judge sees that there's an opportunity to get somebody help through probation who's charged with a felony and orders certain terms of supervision, let's say community service, let's say restitution to a victim, let's say mental health or drug treatment. Even in a case where a judge puts a no-contact order on an individual on a felony domestic violence case, a person can refuse treatment, can refuse to go to their probation officer, can violate a no-contact order, and a judge would be prohibited under this amendment from sending that individual to prison. Now, that completely removes judicial discretion, and in the opinion of so many law enforcement and judges across the state, does anything but make our neighborhood safer.
Well, that's just it. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine the other day, and we were hearkening back to the late 70s when we were both in high school. And we looked at this amendment, and he said to me, he said, Chris, this will do nothing but proliferate drug trafficking in the state of Ohio. He said, there will be those who are users that will look at it as an opportunity to make a few more dollars to actually help their own habit. And then they'll know that they cannot be prosecuted if issue one was to pass. And so it will proliferate drug trafficking in our streets and neighborhoods, folks. This isn't going to help anybody. Don't be fooled by the campaign out there to support issue one. as if it is some sympathetic measure to those who are low offenders. That is already happening, and sentencing reform is being considered at the State House. It's already being practiced by judges on the bench, and they are deferring sentencing for drug treatment programs. You just heard earlier Pastor Jerry O'Brien in Wayne County, and they've had an opiate addiction problem there in Summit County and Cauga County and across the state of Ohio. These are folks that are working with those who are enslaved to the drug addiction, working with their families. And for Pastor Jerry, in a very unfortunate way, he's actually had to do the funerals of those who have lost their battle with the opiate drug addiction problem or heroin addiction. Well, what is the answer here? Well, certainly, they reach out and outreach into our community, touching base with these people, trying to get them help. And on the first line is when law enforcement comes upon someone, when they're sentencing them or they're arresting them, they're sending them to a judge that they know is going to have the discretion to defer the sentencing for for rehab, for drug addiction recovery programs. And there's some fine work that's being done in the state of Ohio, and help is coming, even from the federal level. President Trump has released federal funds to help. The Cures program is grant money coming to the state of Ohio to encourage those drug addiction treatment programs that are working and helping people to have a higher rate of recovery. But all of that will be for naught, folks, if they are successful in passing issue one. Here are the voices in our community that are fighting this day in and day out. The judges, the pastors, the community leaders, those are the ones who are opposed to it. The business leaders who are having to take in applications of those who have a drug problem, maybe helping them to find the treatment they need so that they can actually have gainful employment. All these are people that care. They're not trying to be austere in their approach to this. They're trying to find solutions because they care. Judge, your thoughts.
I couldn't say it better, Chris. The frightening thing about this is the proponents are making this an emotional issue. And if you turn on the TV, and I don't even like to do that anymore. I've been told that you see commercial after commercial after commercial about someone who has suffered a tragic loss due to an opioid overdose death. And if only they had the opportunity to treatment, and they're claiming that this state issue is going to provide that. And you're absolutely right. It's so important that our public, the state of Ohio, the citizens, not be misled by this group. And they claim it's a citizens initiative, but it's backed by two multi-billionaires, George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, and his wife, who put $4 million to get this on the ballot this November and plan on spending another $24 million to get it passed. And we certainly don't have those resources
No.
to get the message out. And it's going to take an absolute grassroots effort to tell every single person we know the truth about state issue one. And as it relates to treatment, you're right. We have tremendous facilities in the state of Ohio, tremendous facilities in Mahoning County and Summit and Portage and Cuyahoga County, and judges and law enforcement and treatment doing a tremendous job. But we know, having been there, that you could have the best facility in the world, but without a hammer over someone's head, you could lead them to the treatment facility. But if there's not a threat of even a day in jail, they're not going to stay. And it's proven that drug courts have been the most effective tool to reduce recidivism and improve lives by providing meaningful treatment. And this would effectively eliminate the 100 felony drug courts in the state of Ohio that have been proven so successful, because someone can only be charged with a misdemeanor if this passes.
We are talking to Judge Durkin from Mahoning County Court of Common Pleas. He is one of many voices in law enforcement, in the judicial system, and in community leaders and family group leaders across the state of Ohio. They're urging a no vote on Issue 1. State Issue 1, of course, would create a lot of problems. In fact, tie the hands of law enforcement of actually curbing the drug proliferation in your city, in your community, and on the streets of the cities across the state of Ohio. The Chief Justice, Maureen O'Connor, has come out against it. Of course, many of the major papers are now weighing in. They've heard both sides, and they realize that issue one is worded poorly and will not do anything to curb the opiate addiction problem in the state of Ohio. We are making some progress in Ohio. Our state attorney general, Mike DeWine, has been out there on the front lines working with community leaders, working with faith leaders to find solutions for recovery and to get ahead of this thing. And but folks, all that good work that we've been and progress we've been making will be just washed away if issue one is to pass. Tell your family, your friends, everyone you know that's going to the polls, vote no on issue one. Again, Judge, as we look at this, and obviously there's growing concern. This really came out of nowhere. I mean, I do this every day. I mean, I'm at the State House. I'm working in Washington, working across the state of Ohio on a number of issues and legislative issues. And it wasn't until Secretary of State John Husted told me on a phone call, he said, "Chris, issue one has been certified to the ballot." I said, "Wait, excuse me. John, what's issue one?" This thing came out of nowhere. Nobody really knew that this thing was being circulated for petition. It was really a stealth campaign. Folks, I'm telling you, this wasn't on anybody's radar. You say, "Well, why haven't I heard about this?" Well, first of all, it's a very arduous process to get on the ballot for a state constitution. And you just heard the kind of money from outside the state of Ohio that's backing this. $4 million to put it on the ballot. And they're spending $24 million to promote it. Folks, this is a David and Goliath battle. We're going to need you to join in on us, with us, and help to defeat issue one. Judge, your thoughts.
Chris, you're absolutely right. It was sometime in March when I was actually in downtown Youngstown, and there were a group of college students who were circulating a petition, and someone, knowing that I run a drug court, came up and said, "Hey, listen, this sounds great. It's called the Neighborhood Safety Drug Treatment and Rehabilitation Amendment. That's exactly what you're doing in drug court." And I said, "That's got to be too good to be true." And you're right. This effort has become so sophisticated, and it did absolutely come out of nowhere. And you raised a very, very good point earlier. The proponents are saying, "Listen, it's a constitutional amendment because our legislature has failed to do anything to address this issue, and they couldn't be further from the truth." There's a House bill known as House Bill 49, and it prevents judges now in 55 counties from sending a low-level felony 4 or felony 5 offender to prison. We can't do it. We have to provide treatment to that group of people at a local level. In 2009, our legislature approved about $16 million for community programming in lieu of prison. In 2018, that jumped to $73 million. Our recidivism rate in Ohio is less than half of the national average. And I've already talked about the effectiveness of drug courts. So can more be done? Absolutely. This may be a rallying call to address a lot of the legitimate concerns that might be raised. But I think the Cleveland Plain Dealer put it very well in an editorial. They said this is like performing surgery with a chainsaw.
Wow.
And the fact that it's a constitutional amendment means that as many things that, even if it was the best of laws, which we know it's not, the only way it could be changed is another statewide ballot. It's incredibly difficult to do.
Absolutely. I can tell you that we've been doing this for a while, Judge, and it's really difficult to get on the ballot, especially the way that it's arranged now. So the best way to deal with issue one, folks, is to defeat it now. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back on the other side with some closing thoughts from Judge Durkin, who is Mahoning County Court of Common Pleas, as we talk about issue one. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all, so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
This is Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance, inviting you to a candidate forum and rally against Issue 1. October 18th at 6 p.m. for meet and greet, 7 o'clock program. It will be at the Sheridan Suites at 1989 Front Street, Cuyahoga Falls. With us will be Jim Renacci, Frank LaRose, Dave Yost, Christina Daly-Rogner, Bev Goldstein, and Chris DiPizio. Other candidates will be there as well. We will also be having a rally against Issue 1. Materials will be available. It's free and open to the public. Just go to eventbrite.com or log on to the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org. The Ohio Christian Alliance has produced a comprehensive voter guide, free and available on our website at ohioca.org. The voter guide covers the governor's race, the U.S. Senate, the Congressional Ohio House and Ohio Senate, and has information about Issue 1. Just log on to ohioca.org or Google Ohio Christian Alliance. And we're back with Judge John Durkin of Mahoning County Court of Common Pleas. He is working and speaking out against Issue 1, as many law enforcement, those in the judiciary, community leaders, and faith leaders across the state of Ohio are all urging a no vote on Issue 1, and for good reason. Judge, the website, of course, where people can go is VoteNoProtectOhio.com. The Akron Beacon Journal came out opposed to Issue 1. The Dispatch, the Repository, the Plain Dealer, the Toledo Blade, a number of organizations, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, Ohio Christian Alliance, Citizens for Community Values, a number of law enforcement groups and associations, the sheriff groups of Ohio have all came out against Issue 1, but it really depends on the people of Ohio going out and casting a no vote for Issue 1. Your thoughts?
Really does, Chris. And the only other thing that I would add that we haven't talked about, as bad as what we've discussed so far is that the proposed savings that is going to be generated to go to treatment locally is going to come by way of reducing the prison population. So the sentences that judges have already determined to be appropriate for individuals charged with very serious violent offenses, kidnapping, everything except murder and rape, people can participate in a program in prison and have their sentences reduced by up to 25%. And notice I said participate, not even complete. So victims who have thought at sentencing that their case is closed and the final sentence imposed by the court, well, we're going to have a lot of people, if this passes, released early from prison to generate cost savings, which quite frankly are speculative. So you're right. It's going to take, I applaud you and your station and the Alliance for this program, for your efforts to educate our citizens about the real danger if this passes.
Well, thank you, Judge. We appreciate that. And thank you for coming on today, because it takes a lot of voices on an issue like this, and voices of credibility like yours. And, of course, you were with the Chief Justice, Maureen O'Connor, just last week with the Vindicator, and you were in a sit-down both for the paper and their video debate. And I thought that you and the Judge, the Chief Justice, made a very strong case against Issue 1. And again, hearing from those on the ground, you know, Daryl Strawberry, people remember his baseball career, and of course it was cut short because of his drug addiction. And actually, of course, faith played a large part in his life of him getting on the road to recovery. He's out there now, and he is preaching, you know, obviously, and talking about and engaging with people on the that are involved in drugs as one who had come out. From as his own testimony, he is urging a no vote on issue one. He doesn't see the value in it that the proponents are talking about. He sees just the opposite, again, that it will be an explosion, pouring gasoline on a fire, as it were. We have an opiate addiction problem in Ohio, no doubt, folks, and we're trying to get out in front of it. We're engaging with our fellow Ohioans and reaching out to them with help, but issue one will take this away from law enforcement. You're going to be seeing if it passes, and I hope to God it does not. That does not happen. I hope that the better minds prevail of the Ohio voter and we're able to get this message out, even though we're outgunned a little bit with money. It's a David and Goliath type battle, but I like the way that one turned out with David coming out on top and the children of Israel. So we can do the same thing, Judge, and you know, and that's what we're going to do, and use the resources that God has given us to spread the word as quickly as possible. Thank you for all that you're doing and sharing the word. We're going to have a rally next Thursday night at the Sheridan Suites in Cauga Falls. It's 6 o'clock is the meet and greet. 7 o'clock is the program. It's a candidate forum / rally against issue one. And folks, come on out. It's free and open to the public. We'll have light refreshments at 6 o'clock. Lots of literature as well. And we'll be talking about getting out and voting no on issue one. So that's going to be at the Sheraton Suites in Cauga Falls. You can find out more information on our website at ohioca.org. Judge, just got a minute left. Closing thoughts.
Yes, a text that I got today, if you don't mind, from a former participant in drug court. And he said, the drug court team was on my mind this morning during my devotions. I want to say I appreciate everything you do to help struggling addicts. I also wanted to tell you that prison saved my life. I was close to death when Judge Durkin sent me and truly believe I maybe had a month or two left. I look at the people I help now and know none of it would have been possible if I weren't alive to do it.
Wow.
Prison isn't fun, but I needed time to get my head straight and continued prayers to the program. So my closing thoughts are, continue what you're doing. Let's educate the citizens of Ohio and vote no on state issue one.
Thank you, Judge. God bless you. What a wonderful testimony. And thank you for what you do in service to our state, sir. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Chris. God bless you.
Again, that's Judge John Durkin, Mahoning County Common Pleas Court, and of course on the front lines of the drug addiction programs, our problem in our state, and dealing with it every day in his courtroom, and he's urging a no vote on issue one. God bless. Thanks for listening. Visit our website at ohioca.org. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. To learn more about the issues that matter most to you and your family, visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance of Akron, Ohio.